27. Nathan. Nathan heard the groaning, shouting, and shooting like a bad score to an even worse movie. His head pounded, his flesh burned as if it were on fire, and he was thirsty. So damn thirsty. His vision was blurry, his mind still rattled from whatever it was that had happened to him. It took a few seconds to back up to a place he could remember. Sanisco, the Jaxcluth, bad times. He blinked a few times trying to soothe his racing heart. He had blacked out, but he was still alive. General, Hicks said, his voice muffled through the damaged speaker inside Nathan's helmet. General, are you with us? His node on the ATCS would have turned green the moment he regained consciousness, assuming he wasn't severely injured. If Hicks was asking him if he was alert, it was a good sign. Roger, Nathan muttered, still regaining his faculties. What's the situation? Worse than when you got hit, Hicks replied. We're overrun. The survivors have scattered, and there's a massive Jaxcluth sitting between them and us. Shoot it. Wish I could. We're out of shells, General. Machine guns? Out of ammo. Damn it. What about the Axon? Got away? Shit. Nothing was going according to plan. Nathan groaned as he pushed himself to his feet. His armor was functional, though the battery was nearly drained. It had probably saved his life. He found his rifle resting on the turret, the magnetic grip stuck to the metal. He picked it up, checking the weapon's status. The feed was broken, which meant he only had the 30 or so rounds between the chamber and the break. He didn't think it could get worse, but it had. Nathan's eyes started to clear. They went right to the network list, darting across the names connected to the system. The Centurions were still alive for now, though Rico and Ike were both orange. Where were they? He found them on the situation grid, and then he looked up and out into reality, freezing when he saw the Jaxcluth ahead. Hicks said it was big, but he wasn't expecting anything as large as what he saw. He also wasn't expecting the black humanoid that was standing in front of it, 10 meters from Rico and Ike's position. He raised his rifle instinctively, taking aim on the Axon, activating the helmet zoom to ensure he made a good shot. He couldn't afford to waste a single round. The magnification showed the intellect wasn't attacking them. It was facing the other direction, its hands extended into sharp blades, a blue glow like a shield surrounding it. He remembered his first encounter with Caleb Card. He had called the matte black material an intellect skin. Was that Caleb out there? Someone was on the ground inside the perimeter of the shield. Nathan focused on the body, recognizing the metal augment despite the scorches and scratches in it. Hayden. Nathan started forward without thinking, climbing toward the front of the tank. He searched for the APC on the grid. Could they get to Sheriff Duke to pull him out? He found it resting in an alley behind the large Jaxcluth, already confronting 4 smaller creatures. It was forming the front line of a last line of defense, with the 2 remaining mod boxes behind it, along with a handful of armed survivors. The moment the APC ran out of ammunition, everyone near it was going to die.
Hicks, we need to get into the fight, Nathan said. General, we're dry, Hicks replied. No shells, no bullets. The enemy might not know that, and we can still distract them.
Roger.
Hold on.
The tank lurched forward, gaining speed as it rumbled down the street. The primary Jaxcluth lifted 3 of its tentacles in their direction, the eyes at the end of each limb spotting them. 3 more tentacles curled around the other side of it from the back, all 6 ready to take them on. 30 rounds. Every single one had to count.
It sees us, General, Hicks said. It sees everything. Drake, topside with your rifle, now.
Roger, Drake replied.
The top hatch of the tank opened a moment later, and the former Centurion climbed up, fixing his rifle on the Jaxcluth.
Hicks, break left at the next block. Help the APC.
What about this monster?
I'm on it.
The tank turned as it reached the next street. Nathan released the magnetic clamps on his boots, letting momentum carry him forward as he leaped from the tank. Activating the jump thrusters for a few seconds, he landed smoothly a dozen meters away.
His armor had 10% power remaining. 30 minutes of action at most, by the end of which he would either have salvaged a small victory or would be dead. He continued running toward the Jaxcluth. The 6 tentacles were facing him, writhing as they waited for him to get within striking distance. 30 rounds wasn't enough to shoot them all off. If he were to do anything, he needed to get around those damn tentacles. He checked his HUD, watching the tank circle the block behind the APC. If nothing else, the armor offered extra cover to survivors defending themselves at potential hiding places when they failed at that. The Jaxcluth could attack the armor, but it would take them time to get through. At this point, he wasn't sure that was a good thing. The mission had turned into a disaster with little left to salvage. He heard the sound of the dropship approaching overhead, looking up in time to see it approaching the large Jaxcluth. He smiled, coming to a stop and getting his weapon into firing position. He would shoot wherever the Parabellum's plasma did the most damage and hope his rounds could finish the job. Only the Parabellum didn't shoot. He watched it pass its attack vector, streaking overhead too high and too fast. What the hell?
Bennett, he said. Incoming, General, Bennett replied.
Nathan didn't understand at first. The Parabellum had expended her rockets 2 days ago, and it didn't carry any bombs. So what was the dark ball rolling off the back ramp and falling in a direct trajectory toward the Jaxcluth's central mass? Nathan zoomed in on it, quickly identifying the form as another skin. It had to be Caleb. But if that were true, who was wearing the other skin? Could it possibly be an Axon? Nathan couldn't guess what the hell was happening. For the moment, he concerned himself with Caleb as he landed in front of the Jaxcluth. He had something black in his hand, the length of a small knife, clutching it like a spear. What the hell could he do with that? It didn't look lethal enough to pierce the thing's skin, much less put it down. The Axon, if that's what it was, drew Nathan's attention again. It seemed to notice Caleb at the same time he had. The thing took 3 running steps and leaped toward the Jaxcluth's central mass. Tentacles whipped toward it, and it used its blade-like arms to slash through them. It was doing its best to reach the main body of the creature. No, that wasn't what it was doing. It was trying to distract the Jaxcluth. Nathan started running again, squeezing off a round that bypassed the tentacles and hit the Jaxcluth near one of its primary eyes. 2 of the tentacles bent to protect its face, while its others snapped out toward Nathan. But only one of them was long enough to reach him. Nathan gripped his rifle like a club and slammed it into the end of the limb before flipping the weapon back over and firing a single shot, piercing the creature's side. He found Caleb again in midair. He had unrolled himself into a graceful dive, and his skin's hands were glowing, the spear in his right hand appearing white hot. Another few seconds, and he would be on the creature, which still hadn't noticed him. Or had it? A single tentacle suddenly launched upwards, seeking to grab Caleb. Nathan was faster. He sprayed the rest of his ammunition across the middle of the tentacle, severing it before it could grab the falling Marine. Caleb vanished behind the swirling limbs, landing on the central mass and throwing the spear down into the creature. At first, it seemed like he hadn't done anything. The Jaxcluth continued as before, pulling itself forward and nearly catching the Axon's skin in its mouth. Then, without warning, it collapsed in the street and died, heavy enough to shake the ground when it hit. Standing on top of it, Caleb pulled the spear from the corpse. Much longer now, Nathan realized. He watched it shrink back to its original size. Caleb turned to the creatures threatening the survivors. Both he and the other skin pounded past the dead Relia monster, charging into the midst of the remaining, smaller Jaxcluth. The entire atmosphere of the fight changed in an instant, and Nathan stood dumbstruck as the remaining alien army began to retreat, its numbers whittled from 100 to 25 of that. The number was still enough to challenge them, probably enough to kill them. But whoever was sending the orders to the aliens had decided they'd had enough. Nathan overcame his amazement and started running again, making his way to an unconscious Hayden. He knelt over his friend, the memory of the way Hayden had looked at him working its way into the forefront of his thoughts. Natalia was dead. He didn't need Hayden to tell him as much to understand the man's pain. A tear ran from his human eye as Rico came up beside him.
He needs a doctor,
Nathan said.
So does Isaac.
So do I.
Her swollen head had a nasty cut across it.
Jesse's a medic. There's a hospital in the pyramid. It's the best we can do.
Nathan looked at the grid. The Jaxcluth were retreating, but how long would they take to regroup? What if they were only waiting for reinforcements?
It isn't safe to stay here.
It isn't safe to leave, Rico countered. Not if we have a chance to help him. Not if we can give him a chance to say goodbye to his family.
And what about the civilians?
We can raid the law office armory, arm the survivors, and send them on their way.
Send them where? Nathan asked. There isn't anywhere safe. There is one place.
The intellect approached them, the black material that composed its blades shrinking back and reshaping into hands.
Sheriff Duke took me there. The entry is easy to defend.
You mean the Pilgrim? Nathan asked.
That's the name. Pilgrim.
Ha ha ha. Ha
ha. Hicks knows where it is, Rico said. Maybe he can take the people there.
Nathan lowered his head.
This city had over 10,000 people in it.
Not anymore,
the Axon said flatly.
Who are you? Nathan asked.
I'm Sheriff Duke's friend. I'm Max.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha.
Rico's eyes widened when Nathan shot her an astonished glance.
Don't look at me, she said.
Nathan frowned. Bending, he scooped the unconscious Hayden into his arms and gently lifted him. Hayden's head lolled back, his arms limp and dangling.
Bennett, Nathan said, calling up to the dropship. Touchdown on the pyramid's observation deck.
Roger, General, Bennett replied.
Spot, Lucius, Nathan continued. Round up the civilians and regroup at the pyramid. We don't have a lot of time, and I don't want us to be here if and when those things come back.
Roger, General,
Spot and Lucius replied simultaneously.
Jesse, hop on the tank. Hicks, come pick us up. We have wounded to tend to.
Both Jesse and Hicks confirmed their orders as well.
Rico, where's Ike?
Still in the van. I was afraid to move him. His leg is shattered, and who knows what other injuries he sustained.
Nathan looked to where the toppled van was smashed against a wall, partially buried in rubble.
I'll recover him, Max said, hurrying to the van.
The intellect grabbed the vehicle's armor plating, tearing it away to get to Ike. Then he gently unbuckled the Marine and lifted him out. The tank arrived, rolling to a stop beside them. Max and Nathan both climbed on top of it, joining Jesse and Caleb there. Nathan laid Hayden gently down on one of the hull's relatively flat surfaces.
Who are you? Max said to Caleb.
I'm supposed to ask you that, Caleb replied. You're an Axon.
Yes.
And you're helping us?
Yes.
Ha 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 ha. Ha ha.
I thought your skin was out of power card, Nathan said.
I borrowed some from the dropship. It was a risk, but I had to take it.
Caleb's head continued to face Max.
I thought this mess was complicated before. I guess there are more wrinkles than I realized.
Wrinkles? Nathan asked.
It's a long story. I prefer Sheriff Duke awake to hear it before I tell it.
Understood.
Nathan banged on the side of the tank.
Hicks, take us home.